When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Here's Alexis Sanchez! What a finish! Walcott's going to go through and score! Into the middle. Giroud! It's two!
Hello and welcome to a very special Arsenal Weekly Podcast where we're live here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball. Throughout the night we're going to be grabbing a word with a number of guests including some of the first team squad, Ivan Gazidis and Dermot O'Leary. We're going to start off by finding out a bit more about the Arsenal Foundation with Gunners legend Bob Wilson. Well, I'm delighted to say that here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball we're joined by Foundation Ambassador Bob Wilson. Bob, how are we doing?
Very good. I'm always hugely proud to have been asked to be an ambassador, of course. You know, I was thinking on my way up today, I live quite a long way away now, I come to all the home games. I was thinking it's now 53 years since I turned up at this place in 1963 as an amateur goalkeeper, school teacher, had to be qualified, played in 8 or 9 first team games as an amateur school. I mean, could you imagine that nowadays? I love this club. It looked as if I was going to be very much a bit player, because 4 or 5 years in, I'd only still played about 8 or 10 games. And then suddenly around about 1967, 68 season, it all took off. And finished up playing 308 first team games. It always makes me laugh because I get introduced, you know, Bob Wilson, Arsenal legend, 308 appearances for Arsenal, and I go mad. Basically, the story is I played with that gun on my chest proudly for 525 occasions, 308 in the first team, and the rest in what we call the stiffs, which was the reserves. But, you know, I love this club. I'll always love this club. It means everything to me.
And just going on to the foundation, it's such a fantastic organisation, isn't it? And one that so clearly and righteously has such a warm place in your heart, combined with all the work that you do.
Yes, it has it both from the point of view, you might ask me in a few moments about our own connection with the Willow Foundation about it, but I think it's an extraordinary thing that football clubs nowadays, looking at the game the way it is just so different almost in every respect from the day and age in which I live. But, you know, first of all, I want to say this, that this club has always had, from the time I arrived, those 53 years ago, it's had a style and a special something about it. Now, you might just sit there and think, oh, he's just talking, you know, he's just talking it up. Believe you me, it was from the time I walked into the Marble Halls to coming to the Emirates, to everything, there's been a style that's special and different to this football club. And of course nowadays giving something back to the community is the main part of the Arsenal Foundation, and you only have to look at whether it's Save the Children, whether you have to look at the support locally, you know, just in the Islington district and beyond. When you look at some of the, you know, like I noticed Martin Keown going off to a foreign country and doing his work as an Arsenal ambassador there, and obviously included within it, and it's wonderful for us at Willow that the Arsenal Foundation also, we have an ongoing agreement with them where a certain amount of money comes to the charity. And for us as a charity, a national charity now 17 years old, to know that we're going to have this particular sum of money, doesn't matter how big it is, I mean, you know, it's a fact that we're still being supported, and it is a lot of money. But for us to know that that is going to be there over a period of time means an incredible amount to us as a charity.
And then with Willow Bob, as you mentioned there, just tell us a bit about what that money does and some of the things that you've been able to enact and some of the changes you've made to people's lives.
Yeah, well, I mean, the basis of Willow is it's based entirely on what we found with our daughter Anna, who had this 5-year extraordinary roller coaster ride with her very rare form of cancer. She was a nurse, so from day one she knew that it might not be a good story. And until she died on December 1, 98, she was always teaching us. And I know that's an incredible thing to say, but it was all about having quality of life, quality of time, why you had it. And towards the end of her life, she just said, look, use what you've learned from my experience. And what we learned was mainly there was no UK charity dedicated to what we did with Anna, the sort of things we did with Anna. Nothing in the age group 16 to 40. So the uniqueness of Willow is its age group, 16 to 40. Prime time. If you're not going to enjoy yourself in between 16 and 40, you're never going to enjoy it. And Anna's way of doing things in between all her chemo and her 16 life-saving operations was to make sure she was at the next Take That concert. She was at the next Arsenal Cup final, the next Arsenal championship, because we were winning a lot of things there.
Of course.
Retail shopping with her mum done in a stretch limo. And Anna, even when she was, you know, her hair had gone and she was in a bad place, she was suddenly saying, oh, you know what, we got the cup final in 10 days' time, and she'd suddenly be on an adrenaline rush. And the day of it, you wouldn't think she was ill. And that would last for 4 or 5 days after. And that is what we now replicate, quite simply, whatever the recipient and their loved ones want. And unbelievably, after 17 years, we're 12,500 special days given, which is individuals, the majority of whom do not make it, like Anna. But, of course, every special day that we have involves a minimum 2 or 3 people, possibly 4 or 5 people. So we're looking at, we've affected the lives of about 50,000 people. And, of course, within that, the Arsenal Foundation support is crucial.
And just finally, we're here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball tonight. We've got the table football table going right in the centre.
Nacho and Monreal just beat me on my near post there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, it might not have been the near post, but I was on the table there. I'm glad you called me over at that time.
I love the home and away colours for the table, football table for Arsenal as well. But just on this note, finally, the players are all here and it's a really good sociable night, isn't it, for people to celebrate what we've talked about, but just to enjoy themselves a bit as well.
It is. I mean, we're at the end of the season. I mean, thankfully, the results in the last week have given us an extra lift. The guys did an amazing job at Manchester City to come back and show, you know, a lot of it's, I mean, I always say about, you know, at the end, Leicester City's achievement is about personality and character apart from being big players. Now, the guys were showing that in bundles. And although I'm a little bit sad, I thought there was an opportunity this year. They came up against a side, a once-in-a-million achievement. And they're a good team. We've got young players. I wish we didn't have the amount of injuries we have. But, you know, I will forever be sitting there enjoying. I think obviously over the Arsenal period it's the greatest football this club's ever seen over a 20-year period. Extraordinary.
Bob, fantastic to catch up with you today, my friend, and enjoy the rest of the night.
I will, thanks.
Well, of course, we're here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball, and I'm delighted to say that Petr Cech is with me now. And Petr, of course, it's your first Arsenal Foundation Ball. Exciting times, hopefully, should be a good night.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, this foundation is a big part of our club, and I've heard a lot about this charity ball, so hopefully it will be as successful as we would like it to be, and I'm looking forward to, you know, to have my first one.
And I met you many years ago in a different role. I did some charity work with you then, and I saw from you just how important, you know, this kind of role within the community and beyond is as a footballer.
No, it's a great opportunity for the club and for us to give something back, because, you know, we're getting a lot of support from people around through our whole year, and then obviously in your position you have a great opportunity to give something back, and the Arsenal Foundation it's been doing really well over the years, and every year we try to help them as much as we can as players to be involved, and hopefully, you know, we have a ambitious target for tonight, so hopefully we can reach that.
And obviously there's the boot room set up just a few metres away from us, boots being signed off, lots of memorabilia auctioned off as well, and obviously you'll have a little role to play there, I'm sure, with a few signatures and so on.
Yeah, I think it's the least we can give. You know, you give your boots, gloves, or any item people wish to bet on, and hopefully, and as I said, you know, for a good cause, people get it, and we reach the target in terms of the money raised, and we can use it again. And you know, the ultimate goal is obviously to get the money and use them well. And you know, when you see sometimes the images of where the money goes, it's very touching, because you can see how many people you can make happy.
The fact we're at this ball obviously brings almost to end a first season of you here with the club as well. And I bet you've really enjoyed your time so far, I thought, hopefully.
Well, it's been a great experience for me. It was a learning process a little bit, because you get to learn about new people, a new way of doing things, and I would say it's been a great first season for me. But you know, you always want to finish the season with the trophies, which unfortunately we didn't manage to do so. But it's been a positive season. There was a lot of positive things happening. We improved in many ways, obviously. There were things we haven't done so well, but you know, we have something to build on for the next season, and I have to say that we are looking forward to a new season and to a new challenge.
And obviously, Petra, it's going to be a huge summer, hopefully, as well, isn't it? Loads to look forward to with the European Championships across in France.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we sign off with a win on Sunday, and then obviously the national team comes in. European Championship, we have a difficult group with Croatia, Spain and Turkey, but you know, it's European Championships are my favorite tournament, because in terms of national teams, because you have really top teams involved, and the atmosphere and everything special about that, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And it's really exciting, Euros, isn't it, just while we're on that, because you've got the extra teams there with the new expanded program, which I really like.
Well, I think it makes the qualifying system is already hard, and obviously when you have a few extra teams, then it makes opportunity for other teams to get involved, more fans to get involved, and let's see how this change will change the whole European Championship, because it's going to be for the first time with the extended number of teams, and I think it was a good idea, and obviously hopefully the people will enjoy it.
And as we let you go, any chance of a quick summer holiday, or is it all completely pedal to the metal all the way through?
No, we'll see. Obviously, I would love to be there as long as possible and in France. So then we have to be realistic. We are not the favourites as the Czech Republic, but you know, you can always have a go, and you can always try your luck. And we will, you'll be ready for that. And then let's see how much time I will have to be, to relax before the new season starts. But if you need to be ready earlier, I have no problem with that.
Sounds good, and thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the Arsenal Foundation ball.
Thank you very much.
We're here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball, and I'm delighted to say that the man who's providing the musical entertainment is here with me now, which is, of course, Maverick Saper. And Maverick, first of all, really exciting. How are you feeling about performing in front of all these stars, being, of course, an Arsenal fan as well?
Yeah, it's exciting. A different type of crowd than what we're normally used to. But yeah, it's beautiful. We've got one of the boxes as our dressing room overlooking the pitch. It's a beautiful day. So yeah, it's going to be a really, really nice evening.
And anything in particular you've got in store that you think they'll enjoy?
We have got a performance of a song from my last album called Lay Your Head over a very special VT that gives you a run through of what the foundation stands for and is all about. So I think that'll be quite a nice moment.
And that's a very important part, obviously, of tonight, isn't it? And giving a little bit back, as we've been talking about with quite a few of the players and ex-players, it's so key.
Of course, and especially, you know, the foundation is centred around, you know, positivity within young people. And that's key. So, it's nice to see, you know, a club like Arsenal having a foundation that's really focused around the kids. So definitely be a positive night all around, I think.
And for you, obviously, as we touched on there, as a Gooner yourself, just tell me how you got into the club. You're from Hackney before you went to Ireland, aren't you?
Yeah, I was born in Stoke Newington, born at Homerton Hospital in Stoke Newington. My mum's side of the family all from Hackney. Was raised in Ireland. And then you know, when I came back was the first time I was able to start going to Arsenal games. So yeah, it's going to be a new element to tonight that, you know, I met Peter Cech, and yeah, hopefully meet a couple of the other guys later on, and yeah, it'll be a nice twist to the gig, you know.
Do you get the chance to come and watch any games here at the Emirates?
I do. Obviously, I'm quite busy and traveling a lot, but when I do, you know, I try and catch as many games as possible. I wanted to come on Sunday, but again, I'm going to be away gigging, which is annoying. But I catch as many as possible.
And obviously, you've been following the club for a good few years. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we can work out. Just tell me one or two of your best moments and memories, perhaps, of being an Arsenal fan so far that really stand out for you.
I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint special moments. You know, for me, it was a standout moment when I first came to the Emirates, our first game at the Emirates, which was a Champions League match. I can't remember who we were playing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But yeah, that was quite a standout moment when I first came out and walked out on here. But yeah, too many special moments there.
I know what you mean. When you come into this place for the first time, I was actually here for the very first game when it was opened against Aston Villa all those years ago. And it's incredible, isn't it? We're just looking out here now and there is this really special feeling as soon as you walk out into this bowl.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm not sure if it's because I'm an Arsenal fan or because of the presence of the stadium, but we've just been sat out here for the last, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and really just taking in the stadium. It's quite peaceful, you know, which is strange for a football stadium, but obviously with no one in here, it's got a really calming sense here.
Peaceful now, and then of course in a minute you're going to do a brilliant set for everybody, which we're really looking forward to, pal, and appreciate your time. I'm sure it'll go very well tonight, and best luck with the rest of your tour coming up.
Thank you very much, mate.
Welcome back to this very special edition of the Arsenal Weekly Podcast, and I'm delighted to say that Alex Scott has popped by for a chat. And Alex, obviously it is the Arsenal Foundation Ball and means a huge amount, and you would know as much as anybody with what you've seen in Iraq.
Oh geez, yeah, I saw firsthand the work, the foundation, you know, it's just so great. I saw the smiles on the kids' faces, the football pitch, and it's mad because you say, oh yeah, you built a football pitch, but I saw firsthand it's more than a football pitch. It's giving the children over there somewhere to escape and just have their childhood back, and somewhere where they can just forget the troubles and the situations that they're in.
And that power for good within the game is just so immense, isn't it? Particularly for these fractured lives around the world.
Yeah, and like I said, I saw firsthand. I think we don't really take it in. I think we see all the devastation that's going on the news, but I think we kind of just go back to our normal lives and we kind of forget about it. So for me to actually see it firsthand was a real eye-opener. And I think it hit home when, you know, after I'd done my visit, I had a great day, but then I was able to leave and get on a plane and come home. When some of them children, they've been there for 2.5 years just stuck in that environment, and they don't know whenever they're going to be able to escape, and that was what was devastating.
And probably for you, richer for that experience as a person moving forward to bring into all walks of life and to inform others as well.
Oh, it totally empowered me as a person. you know, the children over there are so brave, and you know, I felt so humbled that they were so honoured to meet me when, you know, just the situation they're in, I'm like, I've done nothing, you know. It was really touching and an experience that I'll never forget.
And glad rag's on tonight for everybody, yes. Because of course it's the Arsenal Foundation Ball, and it's a world away from that, but again, this is an enjoyable celebration of everything that this encapsulates.
Oh yeah, totally, 100%. It's about a celebration tonight, but like I said, it's not about just standing still, it's about, you know, getting their messages across to everyone here tonight, just how important the foundation and the work that Save the Children do, and you know, moving forward, hopefully we can do some more great projects together.
You've been tempted onto the table football table yet, or have you managed to...
Oh no, I'm saving myself for the cup final. My manager won't be too happy.
On that note, as we let you go, of course, Alex, best of luck clearly at the weekend. We previewed it all in our show last Monday, but massive game against Chelsea.
It is. I'm really looking forward to this one. Obviously, it's a big London derby, a rivalry with some of the players used to play for Arsenal. But no, it'll be extra special to win this one.
And it'll be a huge challenge, but it'll be a great day for the fans and everyone involved as well, won't it? Hopefully, at Wembley as well.
Yeah, and you know what? I know it's a special one for Vic Akers as well, because even, you know, he was obviously in charge of Arsenal Ladies and founded the club. And he always pushed to have the cup final at Wembley. And he was devastated we wasn't a part of it last year. So if we manage to win it this year, I know he will just be screaming from, you know, watching us.
Alex, hopefully you bring us a favourable result when we chat to you girls come Monday, and all the very best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Next up for you here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball, we're going to hear from Gunners Chief Executive Ivan Gazidis, who's speaking to Carl Finocchiaro.
Ivan, is this a date that you circle on the calendar well in advance?
It's really an important day in our year, yeah, and we keep it in a special place. And all the players make sure that they come out as well. Everybody participates, and right across the whole club, and that's why it's such a success every year.
How do you feel on a purely emotional level, on a human level, when you see the Arsenal Foundation, then you see videos of the kind of work that it is doing?
I'm so proud of what this club does. You know, we have this long presence in our local community, and now, as well as doing that work and increasing the amount of work we do locally here in Islington, we're taking those programs out all around the world to some incredible places, you know, displaced people's camps in Iraq, to Beijing, to Indonesia, all around the world. We're doing this incredible work and using the power of the Arsenal name to do good for people, to help people who need help. It's incredibly powerful, and so many people at this club are involved in that, and I'm proud of them all.
Was there a special sense of pride when you saw all the pictures of Alex Scott in Iraq going around the world? Because that was a big news story over here, and she was really clearly moved by it.
Yeah, a very special sense of pride. I think Alex Scott is one of the most remarkable women that I know. And as a spokesperson for our football club and the values we represent, there's just nobody better. And I thought her visit, not just her visit, other things she does as well, but that visit was just so powerful, and she was so eloquent about what she found out there. And I think it connected with a lot of people. And
people talk about changing lives, and it's a phrase that is actually very real in this instance. What does that give you on a personal level, to know that lives are actually being affected, change is actually being made because of the work some of the people at the Arsenal Foundation are doing?
You know, it's one of the most amazing things that I found about the club, is the way that in a really relevant way it is improving people's lives. And what you have to do is go out and actually see this in action, see the way that people react to the programs that we have, and also their love of Arsenal and how it activates them and brings them engagement in their community, unlocking their potential. It's an incredibly powerful tool, and when you see it in action and you realize just how relevant it is, how important it is in people's lives, it makes you incredibly proud. And you know, we've got to recommit and redouble our efforts and work out how we can do more. We've got a fantastic idea of having a foundation match this year at the stadium, which I hope will be a sellout. All our legends there playing against AC Milan legends. It's going to be an incredible night, and with the added benefit, not just of having a special night here, but also knowing that money's going to be good, put to good use.
here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball, and I'm delighted to say that our compere for the evening, none other than Dermot O'Leary, joins us now. Hello,
good
mate.
Evening.
How are you?
How are you? You're not bad, yeah. A little nervous because, you know, it's always a gig, but quite excited.
Quite a big gig as well for you, particularly as a big Arsenal fan as well,
indeed,
which I guess
yeah.
must make it all the more exciting to be
very much
here
so.
In this situation.
It's that weird thing, when you get to, I'm 42, when you get to 42, you've sort of got to have a worry of yourself when you get that excited about seeing players. But, you know, who essentially, a lot of them are old enough to be your son. So you do sort of, like, I think you have to get to a certain point where you can still fan, but, like, I get very excited about meeting, like, I don't know, Liam Brady, or I met Pat Jennings recently. You know, David O'Leary, who I traded on being my uncle when I was at primary school. I think it's primary school, kids believe anything, so they honestly thought he was my uncle. But it's, you know, the same way I'm you know, I'm very excited to meet the boys, but we expect so much of these players, don't we? It's just like, now have a great personality when I talk to you.
And obviously you're the fulcrum, hopefully, this evening, to see all that come to light. And it's just a really fun night, isn't it? Because it's for a very worthy cause. We've talked about that a lot on the podcast this evening,
yeah.
But there's just so much to really celebrate too, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think one of the reasons why I was always proud to be an Arsenal fan is I always felt when I was a kid, like, you know, I grew up between Colchester, which is where I grew up, and all my family were London Irish. So Arsenal were very much the London Irish team. And so my first game that I watched on television was the 78 Cup final, which we lost to Ipswich. And I was devastated because I thought the Arsenal were the underdogs because everyone in Colchester supported Ipswich at the time. And so I sort of supported them ever since. And that sort of community aspect of the club is always something I was very proud of growing up. And then, you know, since I was 18, I've been up in London. And you know, I've been very proud of it as we've gone on. And it's good that they've never really lost touch with that. And it's important, especially with, you know, both locally and more internationally as well. Moving to the new stadium, for example, the fact we're only down the road from the old stadium, it's important that we're rooted in, you know, in N5 and the surroundings.
So 78 Cup final when you were probably, what, 4 or 5 years old,
yeah,
just doing my sums. Yeah, absolutely.
But then 79 was great. So
what would be a couple of your favourite moments and real pervading memories so
funny.
Far?
It's funny, 87 was a really big one for me because I loved Niall Quinn and winning the Littlewoods Cup that year. Because I'd been an Arsenal fan for quite a while, and when you're a kid, it's hard being a fan for a football team that doesn't win anything when you're a kid. So between 79 and 87, we didn't win anything. You know, and your friends at Liverpool fans at school are just giving you a lot of grief, and Manchester United were all sporadically successful, even though they weren't winning the league, they were still winning cups. So, you know, that 87 Littlewoods Cup final against Liverpool when Charlie Nicholas scored is definitely a great moment. Then, of course, for me, 89. I remember, and it was kind of heartbreaking in many ways because I was stuck in provincial Colchester watching it on television, and I was somersaulting. I didn't know what I was just apathetic. I was just so excited, and it was probably, you know, I know everyone makes a big deal, quite rightly, about that Man City win a couple of years ago when they won against QPR, that last kick of the game. But our 2-0 against Liverpool was no less spectacular than that. I mean, it was extraordinary. So definitely those two. And then, of course, the great Wenger glory years. But there are so many of those. And I think because the other two happened to me at such a young age, I suppose those are the two that kind of, I suppose, especially 89, that cemented my love.
A couple to finish off, if we can, because I know you're a man in demand tonight, obviously, right, with your role. If you were going to pick a current player that would be your man to, you know, really get the juices flowing.
Well, I always get excited when Sanchez is on the ball.
Yeah.
There's something, what I love about him is he looks like he plays football the same way he played football when he was five. You know, in that he, like,
it's that infectious enthusiasm.
Yeah, and when he loses the ball, he just fights so hard to get it back. And yet, what I love from the opposite perspective is Ozil, because Ozil actually is one of those players that when people watch highlights of football, they say, oh, Ozil's lazy. It always annoys me, because actually when you come here and watch him, and you watch him off the ball, he's just by far and away the most gifted, naturally intelligent footballer you'll ever see. Because he always, like, you won't see him at all, and then suddenly he'll just pop up with that killer pass. So those two obviously are terrific. And then I've got a big soft spot for Welbeck as well. I'm so sad that he's out injured, but he will come back again. And it's great to have that kind of young, it's very important for us to have, I know they're not getting super young, but that kind of nucleus of British sort of players is kind of important. Just that, because you look at Leicester City this year, and they won because they're a club. You know, I mean, of course they won for very, very many different reasons, and they absolutely deserved it. But you can tell they've got a great team spirit there, and it's very important that we don't forget that.
Absolutely. Just as we let you go, moving forward from here, from Arsenal's point of view, I was commentating on the under-21s, getting promoted, obviously, on Tuesday night, which was brilliant. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. So back into the big time for next season in the Premier League, which is really important for them. Just hope that we'll see, you know, that progression of the club that is there, but maybe it's just that one elusive step away at times.
Yeah, maybe. I think sometimes our fans can get a little angsty. And look, and I understand it. We pay a lot of money to come and see this team, but it isn't... Football's not a wish list. You don't just, you know, no one's got a God-given right to win the league. Leicester won the league because they were the best team this year. And we just have to keep that focused. And I really do think, I mean, I hope we do add to the squad because a few players will retire or they'll move on. But I still think with this squad, we can win the league next year. Because if you think about it, all our big rivals are rebuilding in some way, shape or form. You know, Guardiola going to City, that won't happen overnight. It might because it's a genius, but you know, Klopp's Liverpool is still going to take time. No one knows what's going to happen at Manchester United. You know, Chelsea are going to be a transitional period. Whereas I think for the most part, we'll still be quite settled, and hopefully we'll learn from this year. It's important to keep perspective about these things, I think.
Dermot, really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
And have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
Man. Thank you. So that's full time on this special live episode of the Arsenal Weekly Podcast from here at the Arsenal Foundation Ball. A big thank you to the organisers for letting us bring you this sneak preview inside the event, and thanks to all our contributors tonight. We'll be back on Monday the 16th of May for our end of season review, and until then it's good night from the Arsenal Foundation Ball.
Thanks for listening, and remember you can subscribe to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast on iTunes or listen to a new show every Monday on Arsenal.com and SoundCloud. The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.